Welcome to the Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, bringing you vital and uncompromised truths that you will not hear in the mainstream media, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how these issues relate to family, culture, and the church. The heart of the show is to glorify Jesus Christ and expose the works of darkness as he commanded in Ephesians 5:11. God states in his word that he would rise up ministries in the last days to do mighty exploits that would turn many to righteousness. Now here with vital insights from God's word is pastor and author Joe Schimmel.
Hey, welcome to the fastest half hour in radio here at Good Fight Radio Show, where we learn to discern the difference between good and evil, light and darkness, and discover God's will for our lives. In this edition of our show, I want to talk about a huge pop diva who's becoming more and more popular. In fact, she just had the debut of her MTV television show. Her name is Kesha. Kesha is very popular. Popular songs like Come On, TikTok, Die Young, heard all over the place, whether you're, if you're eating at a restaurant or going through a shopping center. Very popular among the youth. And she's very toxic, very, very dangerous. In fact, she's introducing millions of our young people into not only sexual perversion, but into occultism and even blatant Satanism, folks. And it's just amazing how this world has changed, how dark it's, you know, gotten in so, you know, so quickly. Heartbreaking indeed. Her TV show is called, her MTV reality show is called My Crazy Beautiful Life, which just came out last week, the 23rd of this month. I'm calling this show Kesha, the Satanic Cult Leader, because this best describes what Kesha is doing. In fact, it's interesting because when you look at her songs and you listen to them, they're interesting in the context of, you know, they sound like pop songs. They sound, you know, a lot of people think pop songs are just, you know, innocent and about bubblegum and things of that nature. That's not true if you actually listen to the lyrics. Our children are being brainwashed. They're being indoctrinated with all kinds of, you know, occultism and sexual perversion and hedonism and, you know, concepts glorifying death and suicide and blasphemy and drugs and violence and all these various things. And it's interesting, Kesha's popular song Die Young, like her song TikTok and Come On, glorify a destructive lifestyle, but also glorifies, in that this case, just like the title says, dying young. On December 14th of 2012, the day the Newtown Massacre took place, Kesha's Die Young song was yanked from several radio stations in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook mass murder. Now, after Adam Lanza made sure that 20 children died young, according to media-based statistics, radio airplay dropped by the millions for Kesha's Die Young song, as radio stations refused to play the single due to the implications that the song could be understood to glorify dying young. Now, it's interesting because after Kesha's Die Young single dropped from number one to number two on the pop songs chart, she said she was very sorry about the incident and, quote, "I understand why my song is now inappropriate." Now, yet in another tweet, Kesha copped out of taking any responsibility for the Die Young lyrics as though they might encourage people to die young. Incidentally, it's interesting that she gives this cop out because she actually co-wrote the song. She has a writer's credit on the song. She states this in the tweet, claiming, quote, "I had my very own issue with Die Young for this reason. I did not want to sing those lyrics, and I was forced to," end quote. So Kesha, you know, was concerned that people were going to be sensitive to lyrics that many people understood to encourage dying young after the Autumn Lanza massacre. We're not saying that that song had anything to do with the massacre, just the idea that kids were hearing a song, a pop song that was glorifying dying young. And she was denying, you know, she was claiming that she didn't want to sing the song, and she said she was forced. Now, it's interesting because she actually deleted those tweets not long after they were there, but too many people had copied and pasted them and actually in a cache and had saved her tweets. Now, while Kesha tried to distance herself from the implications of her Die Young song, it's quite interesting that just prior to that, in November, Kesha contradicted her later tweets, appearing to actually lie through her teeth. In an earlier interview with 99.5 WPLJ, Kesha emphasized the fact that she made sure in her collaboration of the song Die Young that she wrote and rewrote the song 10 times to make sure that her lyrics would actually ring true to her.
He was working with my friend Benny Blanco here in New York, and I was in LA making my record with Dr. Luke, and they just sent over the chorus-y, like, idea. And then Luke and I were like, oh, that's great. And so then we took it, and then I did my, like, white girl rap swag on it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So, and then, you know, so that, I mean, it is a collaboration, but I definitely make sure that every word rings true to me because I would never want to misrepresent myself to millions of people around the world. You know what I mean? So I wrote and rewrote that song 10 times.
Well, as you just heard that Kesha claims that she sings lyrics that are true to her and that will impact her fans, what kind of impact is Kesha, this pop diva, having on millions of fans when she openly sings in her song Dancing with the Devil about making a pact with Satan for worldly success? Now, in this song, you may not be able to understand all the lyrics, but I'll read some of them before we actually play some of them. She sings about, "You and I made a deal," and she's singing to Satan. "I was young and blank got real, weaving through hell and back. Your love is made of dirty gold, but I'm the one who sold my soul. So go ahead and take my hand. Your love is made of dirty gold, but I'm the one who sold my soul. So go ahead and take my hand. I keep on dancing with the devil. I keep on dancing with the devil. I sold my soul. It's a dead end road, but there ain't no turning back. I keep on dancing with the devil.
Keep on dancing.
So it's pretty clear where Kesha is coming from. And are these the kinds of lyrics that we want in our hearts? The Bible tells us to sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, to sing songs about the Lord Jesus Christ and his kingdom and eternal life and God's eternal plan. Yet Satan has another plan, and it's to damn souls. And tragically, most young people are listening to this kind of music today and being indoctrinated and brainwashed by Satan. In Kesha's hit song, Die Young, Kesha is depicted in the video as a satanic cult leader who is leading her followers in Satanism and a sexually perverse orgy. Spin Magazine, a secular magazine, begins their description of Kesha's Die Young video with this headline, quote, "Kesha leads satanic light cult orgy in Die Young video," end quote. The article states, quote, "Kesha's upcoming Warrior LP is all about embracing one's inner wolf. But the video for the lead single, Die Young, features a handful of people that the white girl rapper has converted into figurative sheep, Satan-worshipping, orgy-having, fancy-dancing sheep. They carry their new cult leader, Kesha, into an abandoned Mexican church, then ride with her in time to the hot electro beats," end quote. Now, folks, that wasn't me. That was Spin Magazine. That's a secular magazine saying, hey, the video is all about her being a satanic cult leader. And she goes into a church. And by the way, she trashes this church. And by the way, when she comes to the church, she comes in a hearse. And on the back of the hearse, it says evil. And she comes out as death. She represents death. Indeed, she's a satanic cult leader. And then they begin to destroy the church. And before you know it, there's not crosses and things of that nature up in the church. Instead, you've got a circle with a pentagram around it, which is a very popular symbol in Satanism to invoke demonic spirits. You have upside down crosses coming at you one after another. You have skulls representing death. You have what appears to be tarot cards being played with by Kesha and somebody else. Instead of the worship of God, you have the worship of Satan. In fact, it digresses into a full-blown sexually perverted orgy. And this is what our kids are looking at, folks. In fact, the video Die Young even shows wolves violently having sex with one another. In fact, this reflects Kesha's philosophy, which seems to be the do what thou wilt philosophy of Aleister Crowley. In Kesha's song Animal, she sings, quote, "The animal inside, let it live then die, like it's the end of time," end quote. Many pop artists in these last days are singing about dying young, they're singing about the end of time, and partying like Prince used to about 1999. He said he's just going to party like it's 1999, sky's turning the color and everything, and Prince said, oops, over, time's out, you know, out of time, going to party like it's 1999. Folks, that's the theme. And that's what the Bible talks about. In the book of Revelation, it talks about the world rejecting God, embracing Satan, embracing the Antichrist, and partying and with illicit drugs, pharmakeia, it says in the book of Revelation, porneo, sexual sin, murder, theft, these kinds of things. And in Revelation 9 and Revelation 16, it says they did not repent to give God glory, and then God's judgment comes in the very end. It's interesting at the end of Kesha's video, Die Young, she actually appears at the end with the federales coming as though the party's over, and then all of a sudden she takes her finger, gives this really evil look on her face, and takes her finger and goes across her throat like she slit her throat, and a red line appears across her throat as though she's about to bleed to death. Such soul-damning messages and lyrics were further underscored when Kesha was asked by the pro-gay magazine Advocate, quote, "How would you describe your sexuality?" end quote. Kesha said this, quote, "The reason my record is called Animal is because I am an animal. We all are. We have crazy instincts that maybe aren't, quote, unquote, right or socially acceptable, but blank that. I think people should give in to what they feel like doing at the time and be a raw animal," end quote. Does Kesha really feel that people should just give into their weird, satanic, evil feelings, like feelings of bestiality or sex with animals or pedophilia, sex with children? According to TMZ, Kesha reportedly inked a deal with the condom producer Lifestyles. Evidently, they want to promote teenage sex and market condoms to her countless teenage fans. The condoms would include Kesha's face on thousands of the company's condom wrappers. The deal was associated with her Get Sleazy tour, and Kesha quipped, quote, "If it breaks, you have to name your daughter or son after me." Well, if it breaks, Kesha, you want them to name their STDs after you too? Think about this, folks. These are important questions. Folks, if this stuff doesn't break your heart, seeing what these children are into these days, seeing what millions of young people are listening to, you need to check your wrist and see if you have a pulse. Stay tuned, folks. As we go deeper, we'll be back in less than 30 seconds.
You're listening to The Good Fight Radio Show with pastor and author Joe Schimmel, discussing contemporary issues in light of the Bible and how they relate to family, culture, and the church. If you'd like to learn more about our life-changing resources, such as They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll and The Submerging Church, check out our website at goodfightradio.org.
Welcome back, folks, to the Good Fight Radio Show. We've been talking about Kesha, one of the top pop divas today. She just, MTV just debuted her new program about her life, a reality show, and she's got incredibly popular songs like TikTok, Come On, Die Young, and what have you, and she's an incredibly evil influence on our young people. In fact, I just did a presentation over in Israel about a month or so ago, and one of the things I dealt with was Kesha showed a little bit of her Die Young video, and parents were aghast. These were strong Christian parents, Christian leaders from all over the world. It was an international conference, and different parents, you know, said during question and answer time, they were just blown away, you know, just being so thankful that we were exposing this, saying they had no idea because their kids are into Kesha and these different bands. One lady came up to me and she said she was losing her daughter and she didn't know why, and her daughter was getting all this music, and she said her alarm when she wakes up in the morning was to Kesha's Die Young song. And thankfully, I was able to pray with her and her daughter the next day. And her daughter prayed for us to receive the Lord. That was an awesome time. But folks, there are literally millions and millions of young people who are being bombarded daily because through the internet, you know, through, you know, radio stations, through MTV, with lyrics that are promoting sexual perversion. We wonder why there's 110 million, according to CDC's recent stats that were just published, venereal diseases in our country. Folks, we have just barely over 300 million people. We have over 110 million STDs. That's ones we know about, folks. Man, our young people are being ravaged by sexually transmitted diseases because they're being told to live lifestyles like animals. Kesha's commitment to satanic hedonistic ideology, or the do what thou wilt philosophy, is further revealed in her song Booty Call, where Kesha severs the sanctity and beauty of the marriage commitment blessed by God with sexual expression, singing, quote, "I like you, don't want to marry you, don't want a boyfriend, just want to get some." This is what our kids are listening to, folks, if you're allowing it anyways. Tragic indeed. She does the same thing in her song Blah, where she sings, quote, "I don't really care where you live and just turn around, boy. Let me hit that. Don't be a little blank with your chit-chat. Just show me where your blank's at." Folks, this is the kind of music so many of our young people are listening to today. Kesha has admitted that she's had relations with a spirit that has dark, evil energy. Folks, we're dealing with demons.
I did have sexy times with a ghost. And it was fun and erotic and spooky, and it was weird, but it did happen. It happened in my house. I used to live up Laurel Canyon in this like flop house, and there was a spirit there that just wouldn't let me sleep.
There's definitely something supernatural there. There was a supernatural experience I had in Texas with the ghost, and I was on a road trip, so, like, I'm just super open to it.
Yeah, okay. Obviously, the guy's weird, because he's still passed over, and he wants
and
to make love to
it. And I wrote this song about it. You should listen to the song, because it was, like, really hot, but, like, dark, crazy, evil energy. It was super cool.
Kesha is clearly here describing a demonic spirit, which she admitted had dark, evil energy. But notice how she said that it was cool. Seeking to draw her fans in to accept such experiences. Her song Supernatural reflects the evil in her experience as she reflects on this experience and confesses wanting the darker side.
Come, take me in the night. I feel it in my blood. Want the darker side.
In Satanism, demonic entities that manifest sexually are called succubus and incubus. They allegedly use sexual perversion as a means to possess their human host and then use that host to pervert others. Satanist Aleister Crowley promoted this ideology and called it sex magic. In Kesha's song Cannibal, Kesha sings about performing satanic cannibalistic acts like that of self-styled Satanist Jeffrey Dahmer on a boy. She sings, "Be too sweet and you'll be a goner. Yep, I'll pull a Jeffrey Dahmer. I eat boys breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood.
Be too sweet and you'll be a goner. Yep, I'll pull a Jeffrey Dahmer.
I eat boys up breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood."
Folks, Jeffrey Dahmer was a self-styled Satanist who had his own makeshift satanic altar and literally molested several young men and actually ate their bodies. And these are the kinds of things that are being glorified and that millions of people are listening to, many of them not even having a clue what's really being promoted. However, Kesha's heart as an admitted cult leader is that people would, quote, "take my hand, I'll show you the wild side," end quote. In our video, which we hope you look at, called Kesha, the Satanic Cult Leader, you'll see Kesha actually singing in little tiny kids, small kids, singing along. We see kids with blood poured all over them as they're glorifying her stage act when she's covered with blood from apparently drinking it. Earlier, we mentioned the song Dancing with the Devil, where Kesha sings about selling her soul to Satan. Well, at the end of that song, Kesha sings about how there's no escape. She sings, "I can't escape my filthy past. I made mistakes. I made them last.
I can't escape my filthy past. I made mistakes. I made them last."
She sings to Satan, "I know you love to watch me cry. So while I'm yours until the end, a holy war I'll never win. So I'll keep dancing till I die. I keep on dancing with the devil, I keep on dancing with the devil. I sold my soul, it's a dead-end road, but there ain't no turning back. I keep on dancing with the devil.
I keep on dancing with the devil. I keep on dancing with the devil. I sold my soul, it's a dead-end road, but there ain't no turning back.
He's got my hand, he's got my soul, and then the devil says, "You've got hell to pay."
He's got my mind. He's got my soul.
Then she sings, "He won't let me go. I keep dancing with the devil.
He won't let me go. I keep on dancing."
Folks, I'm not making this up. You can hear it with your own ears. Keep in mind, Kesha is one of the most popular pop divas today. This stuff is promoted as pop music, and it's blatant Satanism. Tragically, Kesha sings the lie that she can't escape from her filthy past, and that Satan loves to torment her. But the truth is, Satan is the father of lies, who wants lost souls to think that they cannot be saved from hell. God's word declares in 1 John 3:8 that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was manifested and came to earth to destroy the works of the devil. Pray for Kesha and all those that Satan is deceiving through her and trying to bring to hell. Pray that they'd find salvation and eternal life that comes through Jesus Christ. Jesus said, quote, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me." Jesus is the only way to be saved from hell because he alone, as God in the flesh, died in our place. He's the one who paid the penalty for our sins and rose again. Jesus alone conquered Satan, death, and the grave. But you, dear friend, must make a choice to turn from a life of sin and rebellion against God and embrace the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Kesha is a satanic cult leader who is doing the devil's bidding by using his power for fame and fortune and leading those she is influencing to hell. Jesus warned in Matthew 12:30, "He that's not with me is against me." You now know the truth, folks, and are without excuse. Make the wise decision to follow Jesus Christ and accept the free gift of eternal life from your Creator. We hope and pray that you make the right decision before it's too late. May God give younger people the courage to stand up for the truth and what is right, and may He help parents and grandparents to guard their children and their grandchildren from the insidious evil in the music industry, Hollywood, and the mainstream media. Please feel free to subscribe to our YouTube channel and become our friends on Facebook at goodfight.org. Well, we'd like to thank you again for being with us here at the Good Fight Radio Show. We look forward to being with you again next time. Until then, press on to know Jesus Christ and to make Him known. Keep your eyes on the Lord and your hands on the plow. God bless.
You've been listening to Pastor and author Joe Schimmel on the Good Fight Radio Show. To learn more about Good Fight Ministries, please visit goodfightradio.org, where we feature many eye-popping and life-changing resources on DVD and CD, as well as an archive of previously aired shows. You can visit our podcast page at goodfightradio.org to find many of Pastor Joe's full Sunday morning teachings. If you've been blessed by this show and would like to share this blessing with others, you can help support our ministry by visiting our donate page also at goodfightradio.org. Or you can write to us at P.O. Box 2202, Simi Valley, California, 93062. Or call us toll-free at 1-866-JC-TRUTH. That's 1-866-528-7884. We thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on the Good Fight Radio Show.
Love life, it comes down.